is Love Your Work. On this show, we help you find success on your own terms. I'm David Cadavy. I've been a creative entrepreneur for more than 10 years. I've written a couple best-selling books, Design for Hackers and Now The Heart to Start. If you're new here, welcome. Again, I'm David Cadavy. If you want to join us here on Love Your Work every Thursday, please hit subscribe on your podcast app and get my free creative productivity toolkit. Sign up at cadavy.net/tools. I've talked on the show many times about how creative work gets paid for. The free mentality forces the hand of creators, and it's often not healthy for the people who are reading the words. Reading everything for free is like eating every meal at McDonald's. I talk more about my own journey of avoiding factory-farmed words, instead buying free-range words in this week's article. And we have a new sponsor. Myself and many of you are always thinking about self-sufficiency and emergency preparedness, which is why I'm thrilled that my friend John, who we recently spoke with on episode 115, has created theprepared.com. You don't have to look far to see that most people are unprepared for things like car accidents and natural disasters. The Prepared is a totally free site full of practical information. Now, relevant to today's article, that free information is supported by affiliate sales. It's one of those rare cases where you can get really great information for free. But The Prepared doesn't have any of the normal prepper propaganda or weirdness. I learned that it's easy to cover the basics for emergencies like fires, earthquakes, and hurricanes. I even used The Prepared to buy the right respirator mask for those days when there's high pollution where I live. So check out theprepared.com. That's theprepared.com. And now, here's the article. Reading free writing is like eating McDonald's. I feel like I'm at a distinct advantage. I pay for almost everything I read. Yes, I read a lot of tweets and the occasional free news article, but almost all of the reading I do is of Kindle books that I buy. I read almost no blogs. The quality of free information on the web keeps declining. The only way to do it sustainably is to attract eyeballs and then sell those eyeballs to Pepsi or Gillette or some other advertiser. As a writer, I know that if you need to attract eyeballs, your writing suffers. You resort to prodding readers for their ugliest emotions. You might even resort to downright lies. Getting all of your writing for free is like eating every meal at McDonald's. You saw what happened to Morgan Spurlock when he ate McDonald's for 30 days on Super Size Me. He gained weight. His cholesterol skyrocketed. He accumulated fat on his liver. It took 14 months to undo the damage created in 1 month. Back when I did lots of free reading, I suffered similar ailments, but of my brain. I became paranoid and lonely. I had difficulty concentrating. The eyeball economy was frying my brain. Everybody became an enemy because animosity attracts eyeballs. I couldn't focus because the more you fragment someone's attention, the more times per minute you can sell their eyeballs. When I stopped reading free stuff and started paying for my reading, everything changed. I stopped being hooked on Facebook. I started thinking things through. I started to question my initial reactions to what I read. As a reader, I now had an honest relationship with my writers. I paid them for their writing, and they wrote things I liked to read. Their writing wasn't a tactic to hack my behavior. I took care of them, and they took care of me. Something to think about. Where do you get the words you read? Are your words factory farmed, or are they free range? Do you know your writer? I think if you keep asking yourself these questions, you'll find your way to a healthier version of you and a healthier society. Is Love Your Work helping you find the intersection on your love and money Venn diagram? Does it bring you the inspiration and motivation to make you into the person that you want to be? If so, we, together, you and I, can make this the show that we want it to be. I'm trying to make a nourishing and thoughtful show, and I could use your help with that. Please donate to the show. Just a coffee a month will help support the hosting and production of this show. Just a coffee a month will help spread Love Your Work's message, helping more people live a balanced life with a healthy definition of success. To donate, visit our Patreon page at cadavy.net/donate. Patreon is a platform that lets you support creators like me, vote with your dollars, and keep Love Your Work going at cadavy.net/donate. As a thank you, you'll get early access, bonus content, and a discount on Love Your Work merchandise. Learn more at katavi.net/donate. That's katavi.net/donate. Love Your Work is made possible by top supporters, such as Arif Akhtar. This has been Love Your Work, and I'm David Katavi. The theme music for this show is At Sea by Durena from the album About Everything and More by arrangement with Deep Elm Records at deepelm.com. Love Your Work is a production of Katavi, Inc.